Good morning to each one. Thank you, Jake, and for all who picked those songs. I was really blessed by the song service this morning. Jesus, come and fill me now. Welcome to each one, and especially a special welcome to the visitors this morning. Good to be in the house of God again this morning and look at His Word. This morning, I'm going to challenge us on our faith in God. I don't really have a New Year's devotional this morning, but I trust we can still look at the past year and see what we've gone through and see if we can have a greater faith this year with whatever it is. So why don't we all stand once again and pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning that we can come out to your house and look into your word. I pray that you would be with me as I speak your word, and pray that it could come forth clearly and that we could be encouraged, each one, in our walk with you. I pray that you would be with us as we look at your word, and that it would change our lives, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Turning your Bibles to Matthew 14, and we'll read from verse 22 to 33. We're going to be looking at the story of Jesus walking on the water and Peter being bid to come to Jesus. Matthew 14, starting in verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea and tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And the disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit!" And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, and saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." So now I'm just going to look over the story. So in verse 24, you see they were out on a boat and in the middle of the sea, and the storm was raging. The wind was blowing, and they were weathering the storm. And Jesus came out to them in verse 25. Jesus came out to them walking on the sea and on the water. And the disciples saw Jesus, and they were troubled, and they said it was a spirit. I wonder what they thought, or when they saw Jesus, they thought it was a spirit. I wonder what to them it looked like. That always kind of fascinated me. Like, what did they actually see that they thought it was a spirit? And they cried because they were afraid of who this person was or what this was they were seeing. But then Jesus spoke to them and told him who he was and told them that they don't need to be afraid. And then Peter told Jesus that if it's him, tell me to come out to the water and walk out to you. Then Jesus told him to come out. We see there that Peter had faith that he could walk on the water if Jesus told him to come. So then Peter stepped out of the ship, walked on the water to go to Jesus. But then Peter saw the wind and the waves and became afraid. And that's when he began to sink, and he cried for Jesus to come and help him. Then immediately, it says, Jesus reached out to Peter and caught him and asked Peter why he doubted Jesus. And then they came to the ship, and the wind stopped, and they all worshiped Jesus in the boat then. So what can we learn from this story? I found this story to be pretty inspiring, digging into it some more and learning from applying it to my own life. So as I studied this, I was very challenged. So Peter had faith that he could walk on the water and went and stepped out of the boat. He believed that he could walk on the water. He simply believed that if Jesus told him to walk on the water, he could do it. He didn't have questions about it. He just simply believed he could do it. He didn't have fear or worry about how deep the water was, or wasn't there analyzing it. Or he didn't look to see how big the waves were. He just simply stepped out and started walking to Jesus. But then, so I'm not sure how far Jesus was out in the water. So apparently he was pretty far, because the disciples couldn't see that it was Jesus. So he was obviously out a pretty good ways. And so, but then when Jesus told Peter to come, Peter started going to Jesus, and he had probably a while to walk. I'm not sure how far. But in that distance there, however far it was, he began to take his focus. Instead of seeing Jesus, he began to see what was around him and see the wind and the waves. And that put a seed of fear in his heart. And he suddenly lost his focus because of what he seen was going on around him. And that's when he began to doubt Jesus. So what just happened here? Why did he become so afraid? A few moments ago, he had the courage to step out of the boat in the water, and now he is afraid. Why did he doubt? The problem here is that Peter lost his focus on Christ, and he saw the wind and the waves that took his focus off of Christ. And in his fear, he forgot the voice of Jesus telling him to come out to the water. And he allowed the situation that he was in to steal his focus off of Christ. And that's when he became fearful, when his focus was taken from Christ and onto the stuff around him. Now, with his focus on the storm and taken off of Jesus, and fear in his heart that he can't make it, that's when he began to sink. He became fearful. And then finally realizing that he can't make it is when he cried out to Jesus in desperation. He knew that there was nothing else he could do but reach for Jesus' hand. He knew that he couldn't make it anymore on his own, and he came to a point of desperation. Then Jesus lovingly reached out his hand and saved him from the frightful waters. And he asked Peter, "Why did you doubt me?" Jesus was with Peter the whole time, and Peter could see Jesus the whole time. It doesn't say why Peter or what Peter said, but I always kind of wondered, what did Peter say to Jesus when Jesus asked him why he doubted when Jesus was with him the whole time? He probably had to be a little sheepish or ashamed of why he doubted when Jesus was with him the whole time. So I kind of made four things to take away, broke the story down into sort of four things. And so we see, first of all, Peter had faith to step out of the boat, and then he saw what was happening around him. And even though he had faith initially, he began to lose his focus when he saw what was happening around him. And after he lost his focus on Jesus, he began to doubt. So you see sort of a progression there from he's going in life, he's going on the water, and then he saw what was happening all around him. And then after seeing what was happening around him is when he lost his focus. Then after his focus was gone and on what was around him is when he began to doubt that he could do this anymore. So what can we learn from this story? We all face the storms in life eventually. A lot of these storms come unexpectedly. But what happens when you are faced with a storm and when you see uncertainty around you? That's a challenge for this morning. Do we fear? Do we lose our focus on Christ? Do we doubt? Or do we have faith? And storms of life can be scary. They can cause some trembling. But we do not need to be afraid. Even though that's as hard as it can be, we can trust Jesus. Let's turn in our Bibles yet to Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. Very familiar verses, but I want to read them. We do not need to be afraid of what we are going through because Jesus will be with us. And he cares for us. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. But thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and hath formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Those verses are very encouraging, showing us that we do not need to be afraid because Jesus will be with us. So, what will we do when we face storms in life? Is there a storm in your life, or what happens when we are faced with something? When we are tested and faced with a storm, are we going to fear and allow our circumstances to take our focus off of Jesus and doubt him? Or will we step out in faith and keep our focus on Jesus and believe in him? That's my challenge for you this morning.